you're talking smack. You know, no, he's getting all, you know, smack. You know, get all in my face. You know.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
This is Miles the angry MF-er.
That's right, I am angry this week.
I'm going to try something a little different, Miles. We'll do our usual middle thing, but this week's episode is brought to you by 1-800-PetMeds.com. You can get 10% off plus free shipping for orders over $39 by going to petmeds.com/static. I thought I'd throw it at the front. I don't know. I'm just messing around with the format here.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
And since, you know, you got nothing tonight, I figured that way I could just do, you know, whatever. So
now you're messing with the format. Great.
I'm fucking around. Plus, you're in such a good mood that I figured that would be...
You know... I'm just tired of the bullshit, man. I'm tired of the bullshit,
What are you talking about?
Everyone talking smack, man. You know, I'm just
who's
tired
talking
of it,
smack?
Man.
Who's talking
you
smack?
Know, I got, some friend of Byron Duddle's doesn't think the show is funny. I got Baker saying I'm a leech going to free stuff. I got, you know, I'm a human being too, people, man. I got feelings. Man.
Oh, please.
Tired of your bullshit, man. Bullshit, man.
Give me a break.
Fucking bullshit.
did you drink your cough syrup tonight or what?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You didn't take your Prozac today?
It's
or what's
like that, man. It's like that.
What's going on with you tonight?
I just ain't having it, man. I ain't having it.
Oh, please.
You bullshit, man.
You got a lot of conflict there.
Yeah, there's going to be some conflict.
You know, I believe Frank Zappa said it best when he said, you are what you is.
That's right. Whatever that is. I don't know. I never heard that.
You never heard that song? You are what you is. That's all what you is.
Well, I wouldn't know a Frank Zappa song.
You are what you is. That even sounded a little bit like Frank Zappa there. You like that?
I wouldn't know his music if I heard it.
Oh, really? You didn't listen to Frank Zappa?
No, yeah.
And the Mothers of Invention. I don't know if that's a Mothers of Invention song so much, but
come on.
It is Frank Zappa. So. It was nice to have Byron on last week.
Yeah, it was
nice.
All right.
You talk about changing format, you know, you try to drop that on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Change Format.
Yeah.
Get all over my ass.
That's right. On a commercial and writing, you know, my business. Bullshit.
Well, last week it was toward the end of everything, and so, I don't know. I just do whatever. Who cares?
Trying to get to my head, man. It ain't going to work.
Who cares?
It ain't going to work.
Who cares? So, I'm trying to decide. I saw two movies over the weekend. I saw... Public Enemies on video on DVD, and I saw Christmas Carol 3D at the theater. I'll let you decide which one do you want me to talk about first.
They both sound like bullshit.
I see you're in a great mood. Well, since you love Johnny Depp and you have your JohnnyForever.com site, I will talk about that first.
All right. Yeah. Now let's go.
Not a very good movie.
Really?
Not a very... Public Enemy, not the best movie.
Why?
I've watched.
What's wrong? What?
Well, it was okay. I mean, it was, you know, the acting was good. The directing was good. I mean, but just as a whole, just not very good. Just not a very good movie. And I don't know if we had the, you know, Walmart edited version or what the deal was, but it seemed like there was a couple of holes in the middle of things where it's like... Something was happening, and then all of a sudden it wasn't happening, you know? It was like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what the... You know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what was going on there, but it was a little bit odd in the sense that it was... I got Mrs. Crinkle is back here.
Almost done.
Walking around crinkling stuff.
That's bullshit.
So, it just was a little odd. I mean, it was Michael Mann directed it, and you know who Michael Mann is, don't you?
Yeah.
Of Miami Vice fame, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's actually made some good movies, but yeah. And this one looked good. I mean, it looked good and everything. It was just kind of slow, you know.
Was it kind of violent?
Yeah, but it wasn't overly. It could have been much more violent. My wife. Wow. Did you hear that?
No. Who's it? What? You
my
took
wife
your clothes
yelled. Off. My wife.
Well, Bob took his clothes off. What? Take my pants off. What the heck?
My wife said they had sex, but they never took their clothes off. That was the sex scene. Was an all clothed sex scene.
Oh no! Hell no! No.
Yeah. Not even the. My wife was disappointed. Johnny Depp didn't even take off his undershirt.
Oh man, no! I ain't seen it then.
And not to mention that is the girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Who's that, Rhea Perlman?
Yeah. Might as well have been. I just didn't think she was that attractive, to be honest with you.
Who was it?
I don't know. I mean, I'll look it up if you. I might not kill the connection, but I'll look it up if you want.
Well, you're usually on top of this stuff.
She wasn't anybody that I knew. That's all.
Oh, I don't know. Usually, like, me a magazine.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, that's normally, you know, you're not such a prick when I call you at night here. All right, I'm looking it up here, Mister.
Was it Rachel Weisz?
Huh?
Rachel Weisz? Was it Rachel Weisz?
No, it wasn't Rachel Weisz. I don't know who it was. I'm trying to find it. Jiminy Christmas.
Was it Jennifer Love Hewitt?
It was not Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm. Was it Jill Wagner?
Huh?
It wasn't Jill Wagner, was it?
No, it wasn't Jill Wagner. No. Hold on. This connection is just shit. Here, let me get on here.
Celia Ward?
Was not. Are you just going to keep going through until we get to one? Or what's... What the fuck is your public enemies? Here we are. Can I have a little music there? Alright, let's see. Oh, damn it. She's not even on the... Fuck.
Oh, man.
I'll be what was that dude's name? You know, the... Fuck. Fuck. Who was that guy in college? I can't remember his name.
O'Connor.
Yeah. I can't even find a name. Fuck.
Well, it's just some movie review. I can't wait for the next movie you're going to talk about, man.
I think it's Alina Kenny. You ever hear of her?
No.
Well, then there you go.
Oh, man, I waited 10 minutes to hear that.
Fuck. I can't. She doesn't have a picture on IMDb. Fuck. How could... I was looking for a picture. Fuck.
You do sound like that dude, man. You do sound like that dude. That's funny.
Unfortunately, I'm beginning to look like him without the hair loss. I have to get myself a fluorescent green cap to wear around.
Yeah, you look just like that guy.
I look just some kind of weird Italian biker cap or whatever. Fuck. Fuck. Let's see what else she's been in. Let's see. She's let me see here. Yeah, no, that's she was in the art department on other movies. Maybe this isn't the right lady.
Oh, come on.
No, I must not be here. Let me find fuck. Well, this is
bullshit.
Yeah, Frank Nitti. Okay, got it. Uh-oh. Tom and Carrie.
Why don't we just go into the Walt Disney movie you saw? I think that'd be...
No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done talking about this. Hold on. I'm still looking. Evidently, that wasn't the right lady. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find her here. Jeez Louise, is she on this stupid fucking list or what? Hold on, I gotta yell at my wife. Hey, what was that? What was his girlfriend's first name? Lily?
Billy.
Billy. Like, you love it. It's some kind of man's name.
Was it Betty White?
It was Rue McClanahan.
Oh, that put a new twist on it.
She's like, come on over here, Mr. Dillinger.
I'm getting the vapors.
All right, here we go. Marion Cotillard. She's some French actress. She was in, she's in Nine coming out this year. And she was in Le Dernier Vol.
She's in Museum Part 2. She was in that.
I can't. She was in Big Fish. That was a good movie. What? She played a famous French singer. Okay. So anyway, there you go. But I didn't think she was, you can see her picture on the IMDb.
Okay.
I didn't think she was all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, right. Was she hotter than the girl from Twilight?
I'd say no.
You were a little bit picky about that one, too.
Yeah.
You had a man crush going on there.
I would say Johnny Depp is probably prettier than the lady he was with.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
If you want me to say that, I will.
Oh, man.
I will say that, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yep. Suspicion's confirmed. All right. That's all I need to know. Yeah.
Well, hey, on that note.
Yeah.
1-800-PET-MEDS is our sponsor this week.
The Pet Meds.
Get your horse tranquilizers at 1-800-PET-MEDS.
Go down to PetMeds. Do the right thing.
We have a code. If you go to petmeds.com/static, you can get free shipping and 10% off if you get an order about $39. Go to petmeds.com/static.
Yeah.
For all your pet medication and or faux pet medication that you may need.
There you go.
See, look at that. I split it up into two pieces, and therefore it covers the time. See?
You did.
So we'll go on to Christmas Carol. So we got, we lucked into this. I pulled up a Miles Tidal, as I like to call it, and got a free screening of A Christmas Carol.
Felt good, didn't it?
In 3D. Oh, wait. It's even better than that.
Did it feel good, though, getting in for free?
It didn't bother. I mean, I'm good either way. So.
Come on.
It feels good to go for free, yeah.
Okay,
like
there you go.
One over. But I'm doing you one better, though.
Where's my ticket?
It was my ticket.
Where's my ticket?
Your ticket, you know, you already used your ticket, you son of a bitch. For the Omnimax or whatever. This was an Omnimax.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we also got, and this is where it goes, you know, above and beyond the usual title sneak in.
Yeah.
Free popcorn, free soda.
Ooh.
And free refills.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you get all that?
I don't want to go into that.
Oh, I see.
No. We got, my mother-in-law actually got us, had a thing, and we all got to go for free, so.
That's all right. You don't have to let me know.
She didn't pay, though, so.
I'm sure she didn't.
So we went and saw it, which, you know, another.
Yeah.
So it was in 3D, but I will tell you, the most impressive part about the movie, the 3D was, like, really good.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, in-your-face 3D, but
right.
If you put the glasses on, they don't give you the paper glasses, they give you actually plastic glasses.
Right.
So it's, like, very Disney-esque in the sense of... it's a higher quality 3D glass.
Sure.
And they're the polarized lens. I don't know if you know. You can have the red and green 3D, right, which is the old 3D.
Yes.
And you can have the polarized lens 3D, which is what we had.
Right.
And a lot of times, like, I went and saw Spy Kids 3D with my kids a long time ago.
Okay. Sure.
It gave me a headache.
Sure. Sure.
Because that was like the cheapo, like paper ones, right?
Right.
I think it was polarized lens, but it was the cheapy. Yeah. Cheapy deal. Gave me a headache, and I like watch half the movie without the glasses on because I got like such a pounding headache from trying to keep the stupid glasses in place.
Right.
But this one, smooth. It was just like, you know, it was great. Not a lot of in-your-face kind of stuff or anything like that, but it was good 3D. Good, solid 3D.
That was kind of like when you were in your Antonio Banderas phase, I guess.
What was that? Back then or now?
No, back then.
Oh, Spy Kids, you mean?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you want me to say he's better? I don't think he's better looking than his female co-star, Carla Gugino or whatever her name is.
So this is Jim Carrey thing.
She's much better looking than Antonio Banderas, I'll put it up.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Those kids are all grown up now, those Spy Kids.
Yeah.
They're like spy, 20-somethings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not as much fun.
Okay.
So anyway, it was the 3D and everything was all right. I mean, it was really good looking, but, and I think I bookmarked it there, I want to say Tumblelogged it and Twittered it and all that kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. But a thing about 3D animation and where it falls on the scale of realism.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that on the Tumblr thing. But anyway, there's a great clip that goes along with that from 30 Rock. But anyway, it was in that, you know, Polar Express 3D where they're kind of creepy.
Yeah, right.
The whole movie's, you know, fucking creepy because they don't look real,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was like creepy 3D. But probably probably the most interesting part had nothing to do with the movie. Had everything to do with looking into my future. Mm-hmm. Since it was a Christmas Carol, mm-hmm. and we are in the Christmas season, mm-hmm. There was a strange looking guy, and I was going to here's the kicker. It was kind of a strange looking dude who was there as well, and it was actually a closed. It was only for certain. You know, it was a closed screening, a closed free screening. So it wasn't like everybody just poured into this thing. And so this dude, I'm like, I saw him, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, Christ, this is going to be me in like the next 20 years, right? This paunchy bald dude with glasses, like no hair on top of his head, but he had this crazy hair at the back of his head.
Uh-huh.
It was like sticking every which way and like sticking up and everything.
Was it the Crypt Keeper?
No, it was much fatter. Much fatter than that. So I go to mention this afterwards to my, they go, you know, what was the scariest part? And I said, oh, for me, it was this one guy in the theater. And they're like, oh, yeah, he looked just like Jacob Marley.
Yeah.
Because his hair was all standing up and everything.
Right.
Yeah, I was seeing myself in this guy, and they saw Jacob Marley, so evidently that's my future. You know who Jacob Marley was, the partner? If I have to give you the background, for Christ's sake.
Right.
Partner Scrooge died. And,
yeah, I think I'm familiar with it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. So you're not very well, you know, you're not even very well watched, let alone read. So
what?
You probably haven't seen the Aleister Cook Christmas Carol in black and white. It's all creepy and everything.
Yeah, I have.
Frasier Smith on WGN Chicago.
I know that.
Host that.
Goose. I know that, man. Don't worry about that. I'm old school with that.
So that happened. And then afterwards, we went and got some lunch, right?
Yeah.
And we're at the Steak and the Shake, a fine eating establishment.
But the best,
the
Mike.
Steak
family.
And Shake. I love the Steak and Shake.
Shake.
You don't
I
like
love
Steak and
Shake?
And
swear to God, I love it. I love it.
I do.
It sucks ass.
Oh, come on now. You don't like Steak
ass.
And Shake?
No.
You don't?
No.
You've never been, have you?
No. You know, I worked with a guy a long time ago, and they built one of these by our workplace. And this guy had like a hard on to go there. He's like, oh, Steak and Shake. Oh, oh. I go, what is the big freaking deal, man? Come on.
It's the hamburgers.
Oh, come on.
It's good. I like Steak
come
and Shake.
Come on.
I like it.
No, come on.
Steak and Shake's much better looking than you are.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
So
there's some people that want to go eat it. I don't know if these are around Fuddruckers. Is that even
around? Oh, yeah, Fuddruckers.
Like, you, whoop-de-doo, an $8 hamburger, and I get to put my own ketchup and mustard on my own hamburger.
Yeah, I eat at Fuddruckers before.
Ooh.
You know, my boss likes to go to Fuddruckers.
Come on.
I guess my old boss. Anyway, my old boss used to go to Fuddruckers because he likes to get, like, rare hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do it at Fuddruckers, where you know, most places they cook it because they think they're gonna kill you.
Right.
So yeah, steak tartare. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then at the Steak and the Shake, I saw this old dude. So I'm like projecting myself into the future. This is like 40, okay. like say it's 45 years into the future or 50 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm really
uh-huh.
old and like shriveled up.
Yeah.
This dude had a head on top of his head. I swear to God, he had this mole on the top of his head that was almost as large as his head.
What?
A mole on the very top of his head.
Yeah.
That was so large, it looked like a giant button.
Wow.
Yeah, it was disgusting. And this was before I ate.
Was it Ray Walton?
No,
from My Favorite Martian. Or?
No, you didn't know. Ray Walton. It was Walton, wasn't it? It wasn't Walton.
I don't know.
You have no idea. That was Rantana, anyway. They weren't a big bump. The guy had a
I don't know.
It was
I know.
Big fucking. It was like the easy button sitting on top of his head. That's how large I'm talking. This thing was. It was like.
You could relate to this guy, too, or what?
Well, no, I'm just like, I could see that being me in, like, 50 years or something. Like,
he's got a phallus growing out of his forehead.
Well, no, it was a big bump. Wonderful. It wasn't a phallus.
It's a phallus.
It was a big bump. It would be like transplanting one of your mole ass, your ass moles on the guy's head. It's like a guy's walking around with a giant ass mole on his head.
It's mole night. Bring in your mole, get in for free.
But it was huge. It was like, it was almost like hair. How do you keep your hair? Oh my God, it's a mole. It's not hair, it's a dark mole on top of your head.
I don't like the way you look.
That's right. I don't like you either.
You don't even know me.
You don't know me.
Sorry.
I'm just here trying to get some transport.
This little one stop worth your time.
He was shuffling it out. He was like shuffling on his way out. I saw this and I'm like, oh my God, this is just
man up yours.
I'm like, dude, you got like a triple stack on your head, for Christ's sake.
Dude looks like a mutant. Hey, dude looks like a mutant.
It's like a double-decker bus going by here.
Can I just play with your thing on your
head? Can I measure that for Guinness, please? There's got to be a record in there somewhere.
You bet you don't still have that growth on your nose. You could have compared.
I know, exactly. That's why.
Are you my brother? Look it.
What are you doing, impersonation of your brother? Are you real, dude?
I'm doing you, doing like some challenged person.
Oh, okay. You want me to do my challenged person?
I'm stealing your bit.
Yeah, you can't steal my bit, you goddamn motherfucker.
I'm stealing your bit.
You goddamn cocksucker. That's what you are.
You flip that guy upside down, he's like a top.
He's like a wizard. You remember the wizards?
You put some flashlights on his ass.
You know, you remember the wizard, you know, where you go zoom, 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 and you'd spin like a top?
Looks like a damn dreidel. Look at him go. Jesus. Look at him.
He looks like a big flat pencil. Somebody needs to sharpen that bastard. You're mad time, you try to steal my bit. So anyway, it was just, you know,
movie.
There's a couple of crappy movies and you know, a lot of fun had by all. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
but I, you know, We're coming up on the Christmas season here, so.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you've been good, Miles. Mm-hmm. Have you?
I have, yeah.
Oh, you have? Oh, good.
I was trying to get you a present, man.
Oh, really? What are you going to get me?
I was going to get you a Jill Wagner Snuggie from Wipeout, but now you're trying to ruin that. So.
Okay, now we have to explain this, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
Miles has this fascination with Jill Wagner, who I didn't even know about until he's publicly, you know, pronounced his love for this woman or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like there was that movie, I Love You, Beth Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Miles' title. I love you, Jill Wagner. Jill, is there any possible way you could possibly help out with the Special Olympics this year? Because I've made the captain. If I win in my category,
oh my god,
I really would like a smoocheroonie from Jill Wagner. Possibly we could share a snuggie.
Oh man!
Of course, you'd have to stand on the outside because I'm so large. So you're on the Facebook. You've joined this Jill Wagner thing, and because you are all about the Facebook, by the way.
Yeah.
And you can join the Static Radio Facebook thing of a bobber there by clicking on the little F on the website.
Seven words. It puts the lotion in the basket.
So you've got this fascination with this Jill Wagner on Facebook. It's Facebook really should just be called, like, Stalker, really. I mean,
I'm not the only one on there, okay? I'm not.
Well, I know. It just feeds the people like yourself who, you know.
What? I'm interested in her career. What? She's doing great. You know?
Yeah, I think you're interested more in the rear part of the career. And so
you ever see her on Wipeout?
No, I never watched that show. Never have watched
all the time, man.
I will try to. I'll put it in the TiVo, and I'll try to watch an episode. Just so I will understand this, you know, unhealthy, as I put it, and pissed you off, fascination with this woman.
Oh, that was the other thing that pissed me off. Yeah, you're trying to get into my action now, man.
All
girl.
I said was you've been commenting on, you've joined her fan page.
Right.
You have commented on some photos, including one about a Snuggie.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you accuse me of being gay. For Christ's sake, wake up. You know what I mean?
What, man?
So, and then I say, you know, I jump in with a, I think this is the beginnings of an unhealthy, you know, situation here with you and your Snuggie interest.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Then you got all you were all pervy. Then you get all pissed off for me saying something about you being kind of pervy. So
because it was beautiful. It was a beautiful. I offered to buy the Snuggie. So what?
Yeah. So
what?
So Jill, I bought the Snuggie. What else do I get?
If I buy it though, if I do buy it, I do not want her to wash it. Not
exactly. See what I'm saying? This is the weird, yeah.
Oh, I'll give it to someone.
Is there any possibility that before you send this to me in the mail, you could run around for a while in it naked or something?
Oh, not real. No, she's a great actress.
Oh, look, I found a pube.
I just thought it'd be funny. That's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doing show research, and I just thought it'd be funny.
Does your wife still buy that line, by the way?
I use it from time to time. I was
show research.
I was looking up Orion Slave Girls the other night, and my kids caught me, and they're like, "Dad, what is that?"
No, I'm like, nothing.
Oh, it's just show research. Bob Lament wanted me to.
Bob's got a problem. I'm enabling him. That's
He wanted me to research this for the show.
Look up Orion. I don't know what it is.
I don't even know what that is.
I think it has something to do with Men in Black. I'm not positive.
I don't know.
Sure about that. It's Will Smith, something to do with him.
Yeah. No, I just thought it'd be funny to comment on some of her pictures. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're doing. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, it's me. Cool C.
See? Anyway. Oh, come on. Come on, man.
I'm Miles.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want me to write her a note for on your behalf? I will. I don't care.
I don't even know who this is. I don't want to talk to this person.
She's like the co-host of Wipeout.
Well, now you've explained that. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well, I know what I'm talking about.
Evidently.
Yeah, I watch all the time.
You're perving out on her all the time here. Evidently.
No, come on. Come on.
You get all upset when I say, you know, whenever I see the course charted and I make mention, you get all upset with me.
I've been outed, man.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah, so what?
That's fine.
So what?
I'm just glad Cela Ward doesn't have to put up with your bullshit on Facebook. That's all.
Nah, she has no sight up.
So. Yeah, see? The internet age. The age of the stalker. I see you haven't Twittered in a while, possibly.
She's encouraging people to write in, so I wrote in. What's the big deal, man? You know, I wrote a couple things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever.
I took a few pictures and downloaded them and blew them up and made some life-size cutouts. So what? I bought Snuggies for each one of them. So what?
I thought it'd be funny. That's all.
Got I'm a regular Rupert Pupkin of. Got in my basement and I talked to her every night.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Is that Snuggie keeping you warm?
Come on, it's funny, man. Come on.
Oh, you want to watch Girls Gone Wild with me?
Ellie, don't drink. Ellie, don't smoke. What was that, the movie? River's Edge or something?
Yeah, River's Edge.
What was it, Dennis Hopper or
Dennis
something?
Hopper.
Like that,
you.
Or something.
You are on, you know, a trajectory to be, you know, the fat, whiter Dennis Hopper.
Oh, come on, man. I thought it was funny, man.
you just need, you know, your nitrous. Be frank. Mommy! That's you.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, if she would have written back, though, man.
Is this the Home Shopping Network? I need to order some Snuggies.
You'd been like, dude, how did you even land that? I'd be like, well, let me tell you.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. Yeah. Try to get her to talk to you. Well, sure.
Well, I don't want to come off stalkerish, so I'm going to kind of pace myself.
I'm going to hang back and watch for a while.
I'm going to hang back in the bushes for a while, and be cool. Yeah, I don't care.
I've got this other page that I'm a model that I live in Paris and I'm trying to befriend her and then.
Hey, how do you spell? Is that UHUH?
Then I'll finally reveal myself later.
I look a lot like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, you're the Polish Johnny Depp. You are. You're the Americanized Polish Johnny Depp. All right.
Well, whatever, you know.
Whatever. I'm just saying, you know, be careful.
I didn't say anything weird. I just commented on a couple things. Right?
I have one name to throw out to you.
What?
Will Wheaton. That's all I'm going to say. I had the opportunity to talk to Will Wheaton on this show many years ago.
Right.
And you decide to throw out, and it's a harmless question.
Yeah.
About Stand By Me and I believe penises.
Right.
And that pretty much ruined our chances to ever talk to Will Wheaton, ever.
Oh, my God, it was funny.
I was having a conversation with the man. Professional conversation.
Oh, man, come on.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Come on. That just shows his caliber, you know, for...
I'm just saying. That was a question for the show, so he would hang up on us.
You know, whatever. Whatever, you know.
So this is in the early, you know, infancy of audio on the internet, so...
I just pushed the envelope. I pushed the envelope. What can I say?
You're pushing something.
Yeah. I pushed the envelope.
Yeah. Miles' title, envelope pusher.
That's right.
Somehow that fits.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to click on something. Oh, there it goes, finally. I woke up.